is swag, swag, swag. Brohoof, it's time to get 20% cooler. Hi guys, I'm a famous brony rapper. The more views I get on YouTube, my integrity goes down the crapper. My fans aren't people, they're clicks and likes only. Half of the time I barely even rap about ponies. Yeah, see, I'd rather talk about myself instead and brag about how good I am at rapping, just so I can swell my head. Fuck narratives, I'll just spam multi-syllabic rhyme schemes and clean the mean green feed scene, whatever the fuck that means. Who needs good music? Just give me a feature on EQD so I can promote my new EP that has nothing to do with MLP, and I'm still charging $2 for it even though I know it should be free. But I quit my job to do this and I use my allowance for the week. I've never heard any rap besides Eminem, but he's all I need. I'll just rip off his style completely since he inspired me. Too bad I sound completely off pitch, a half-ass parody of an underage Weird Al Yankovic, minus the irony. Yeah, swag. Yet at live shows, I never seem to give the DJ the instrumental. Fuck. So whatever though, since I'm considering leaving the pony game. Too bad I literally put the word brony in the middle of my stage name. What? Before I go, I'll hit up cons and act like a disgrace and piss off the same fans that got me famous in the first place. I mean, I get them hits, so obviously I'm the tits, and my horse fame should work in the real world without a hitch. One problem though, now nobody's listening to my shit, so I'ma delete everything and throw a little hissy fit. Cause if they were real fans, they'd stick with me to prove it. But for some odd reason, they just want me to do more pony music. It's their fault my non-pony tracks aren't having luck, because it couldn't possibly be that my shit just fucking sucks. And the one reason it got hits was for the ponies in the lyric sheets. I could admit it, but I'll just jam pony swag on repeat. The swag. But lately we've become a cracked mirror of the industry. A few well-known names push out the generic hits, and the folks trying to be unique barely get shit. It's like we're still stuck in 2012, only jamming nostalgic tunes that we know so well. And it's our own damn fault the pony music scene's dying, but at least on Woody.